is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Debra Lee and friends. Since 1996, Debra has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Debra today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Well, hello, everybody.
I hear something.
So glad you're all here, so I'm applauding you, too.
The audience is a little sleepy tonight.
If you're joining us on News for the Soul, you can't see us at the moment, but if you are also on Facebook Live, on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, you can see us in action. So we recommend that if you can, do both. Mm-hmm. Be a double dipper.
Yeah. I mean, the phone calls get priority.
Right, that's right. We'll fill you.
But you can never know. You get lulled sometimes. Sometimes you don't. So if you want to, you got to stand by.
Well, that is Jimbo Baggins, who just spoke there. He's kind of our, what is it, jack of all trades?
Master of nothing.
Well, yeah. I think he's semi-mastering a few things.
I don't have a problem with that.
We also have the world-renowned Felipe is here.
Yes, Felipe.
To round out our team, so we have a little bit of the male gender represented.
So we've got a split view.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, off in the shadows, we have our gal Friday,
yes. Who
is Veronica. She is taking notes on your readings. She's doing everything. And she's going to give you an angel card reading.
Yep.
After I give you a reading.
Indeed.
So we're going to have you call in momentarily. First of all, before we go anywhere, I've been hearing from a lot of you that you feel stuck. You feel helpless. You feel like you're at the mercy of others in your lives as if your power has been stolen from you. And you know, I got to tell you, this is a real thing. You can actually have your own power seized. And I have a nice, simple exercise that's going to help you to get it back. I've been doing this for a few days now to check it out. You never know if something from 20 years ago even still works. But my granny, who taught me this method, she used to often say, you know, to me, she'd say, Debbie, darling, you don't let them steal your power. And she did. And she would say, so you need to get it back. And the way we can do this is think of those in your life who've ever been in your life that you feel have stolen from you power that belongs. What?
Your wind.
Your wind, if you watch
Friends.
The girls were reading a book that you don't want your wind stolen.
Right.
So what you want to do is you think of them and you take it back. You don't say, can I have permission? You know, do you mind? No, you're just going to say to yourself, I am reclaiming my power right here, right now. And I got to tell you, I'm starting to feel pretty darn good.
Hey.
And it will reflect in the reading. So give that a try. See what shows up after that. You may find yourself encountering all sorts of new people. Your work life could improve dramatically. And it'd be nice if you let me know how this exercise works for you. So give it a week. Try it now and again. And see if you've got your power back. All right? So now we are going to turn it over to...
Yes, because first of all, we have callers stacking up and international shout-outs stacking up.
Mm.
Donna Marie from Ireland. We have Terry Sue from England.
Yay, yay.
And we have Lady R from South Africa.
Wow. Our regular international...
So we got that going on for us. We'd like to remind everybody that this show is for informational entertainment purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
That's our disclaimer. You know, everybody's going to have fun, but don't let that disclaimer scare you away if you're some new person. It's just, you have to say that because things can happen in the world we live in now.
New people sometimes go to the extreme. If we say, oh, we're seeing an abundance of money is coming to you and you're planning to buy a lottery ticket, you don't want to go out and spend your paycheck.
Call your boss up and say, I'm done. I'm winning the lottery tomorrow. Go.
No, you don't want to do that. So that's really why we put that out there.
Right.
For
now,
we
don't expect anybody to do that, but that's just in case.
You think about that movie that she was diagnosed with whatever, and she went out and spent her whole entire
life, Queen
Latifah.
Oh, yes.
And it was a good movie.
Made after, you know what? Jerry Lewis had a movie back
that.
In the 60s.
Yeah.
It was funny as that.
A diagnosis.
His doctor said, oh, you're dying of cancer. You only got so much time left. He goes,
I've seen that.
Had a great time, and then they said, oh, it was a bad diagnosis. And he's like, I must die because for that life insurance to cover everything. So it was funny. Anyway.
All right.
Boy, did we get derailed. That phone number to call in is 646-595-4274. We have callers lined up, but before we want to remind everybody that we have some protocols, and it's just to make it better for both parties. Please stay off speakerphone. It's not going to work good for you. It won't work. Definitely won't good for us and the people listening on the radio or Facebook. It just gets all weird and choppy sometimes. Try to stay stationary. Even when I've been walking around the house on a regular phone call, sometimes the people I cut in and out. So have a seat. Relax. Chillax. If you're in your car, make sure the radio's off, windows up. Even if it's a nice day out, that wind blowing can not be good.
Is there still feedback like it used to be in the old days? If you called a show, the radio near you would go crazy.
It won't go crazy because of the delay.
No.
But it will still just be an awful scenario.
Okay.
It'll still be kind of weird. It'll be like a half feedback thing.
Noise.
Yeah. And background noises, TV's off, children off, you know, stuff like that. If you got any Tasmanian devils, shut them off. They're noisy. All right, let's get that caller. We're going to go to area code 415, California, 415.
Welcome to the show there, California. What's your first name?
Hello, hello. This is Ann.
Well, hi, Ann. How are you?
I am from California.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Well,
international shout out to Louise from England. Go back.
Very nice to hear from
Louise.
You. Yes. So, Ann. How are things going?
They're going all right.
They're going all right.
I hear an echo. I hear everything that I'm saying, though.
And how about your? Are you on speakerphone?
No, I took it off.
Sometimes I get that.
Sometimes just on a regular cell phone call, I just get that too, and it's
kind of freaks you out a little bit.
It's really. The one where you hear yourself echo when you talk, right? Like
right.
Second,
but we
like
we hear you just here. Fine,
You're good on our end, so just keep talking like you don't hear that echo if you can. It's really disturbing for your end.
Yeah. So, what can we help you with?
I'd like a reading in work areas and relationships area.
Okay, two-parter.
Okay. Well, let me ask you so we can kind of narrow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied with your work? Go ahead.
I'm not. I just moved, so it's brand new, and I don't want to go back to what I did before. pre-COVID.
Okay. I'm finding a lot of people have transitioned to a place that they don't want to, you know, inside of themselves.
Yeah,
they don't want
so
to go back.
They were forced to speak alternate things, and they're like, wow.
And pertaining to relationships, do you mean a romantic one?
And friendship, because I'm in a new city, so both areas.
And no prospects for, you know, your future partner. Gosh, I can't talk. Prospects.
I feel like something's coming because I've gotten a lot of calls and texts from guys last week, you know, just not just like old friends. I mean, not.
Wow.
I'm usually friends with my exes, and there's been kind of just a wave of attention lately. So I feel like there's something, energy's in the air.
That's a wonderful quality, to be able to be friends with your exes. You don't need to have all that.
But that typically means it wasn't like a dramatic somebody cheated with five people type of breakup, because they usually don't stay friends. So there was somebody sometimes people just realize it just ain't going anywhere. It's not right. Time to split.
All right. Well, compatibility.
That's what I'm saying. Or people grow a little bit and change and, you know, say, this really isn't going to be a long term.
We aren't stuck. Like, when you roll back time, go back. You know, 75, 100 years, you were stuck with that lemon.
Or further back, you didn't even get to pick that lemon. It was arranged for you.
Right.
Unless you were like worker, peasant people working on a farm. And then I guess you choose the mate typically.
All right. Now, just to be clear, are you working in the pre-COVID job or have you left it?
I moved to a different city.
All right. So you are unemployed right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, that makes it better for you.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Sorry.
He's got seasonal allergies, everybody.
Yeah.
No COVID. All right, for you, that means you got an open playing field in front of you professionally. And I definitely see that you are somebody that in the right environment, you're competent, you're competitive, she's sharp. I mean, you have many gifts to bring to the bargaining table. And I feel you are going to land a honey of a job. Have you actually started looking?
looking, but I haven't, not close, you know, I haven't interviewed. I haven't found, like, been excited, like, I'm really excited to apply for that one, you know, but I just have kind of collected options.
So you haven't actually applied to anything or too many yet?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, Jim here has a wonderful philosophy when it comes to seeking, you know, a career employment. He says, interview for them all, even if you don't want the job.
Right.
It enables you to polish your skills.
Yeah, especially if you've been out of the searching for a job market for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, let's just take interviews, and you know what? If you land a job you don't want, that's kind of cool. You could turn it down.
Right.
Yeah.
You say, all right, I guess I nailed that interview. Now I know that's how I should approach things.
Yeah, and you'll know what they're looking for, which is important. I feel the job that comes to you, notice I didn't say that you go out and find, there's a job that will come to you, and you're going to love it.
It's always nice.
I mean, you are so going to love it. It's an environment with a lot of diversity, but there's a lot of camaraderie and respect amongst those who work there, very much like where you work, Jim. You work in a huge environment, industry pertaining to the military as a civilian, yet you all are like a family.
Ish.
Yeah. I mean, you have you work with these people, and it's okay to disagree.
And what also I think is cool, Anne, is you're going to find your friends are essentially going to at first come through your employment, but you're going to find people that are more fun rather than the ones you work with time. Okay. And it's kind of like having a full life. You know, you have your work life, but then you go, yeehaw, and you go out with all your fun friends. And speaking of romance, and we're going to move to the angel card right after this.
Okay.
You definitely have,
some spicy stuff.
Boy, I tell you, if he was in my cards, I'd be getting ready.
Oh, my.
How do you get ready?
I would lose weight.
Oh, look at that.
So you're saying that Anne needs to take her vitamins.
You take your vitamins.
Pedicure.
He's at a distance right now. But she is going to relocate, and it's either going to be through your relationship with him, or it'll be subsequent. I don't know what's that. Fate will bring him to the city where Anne is living. But you can't miss him. And he is a mover and a shaker. He's a man that I feel is in a high profession, like medicine, the legal field. Could even be military, but he's signified as a king of spades, which I think is very much like an older soul. And it's a man that's really got his head screwed on right. And he's going to love you to death, I'll tell you. Like I said, if he was in my card, I'd be getting ready.
Right. Take all your precautions.
And all the others that have shown up for you, they have a joint purpose to remind you what a valuable person you are, as your exes and all that you hear from. You are still very much loved by them. There's a lot of affection from them.
I feel that from my guy friends. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't see you going backward. Mm-hmm. I think that you're in a forward motion now. So please try to be very expectant about the job that is going to come to you. And by that, I mean you're going to just stumble onto it. You won't you don't have to chase it down. It will come to you. You'll see it somewhere. Somebody will mention it, but it will be brought to her.
Yeah.
And I really feel it's a good fit. And your move looks like it's going to be very positive and very prosperous for you. So I'm excited.
Thank you.
And now we're going to see what Veronica has in the way of a
stand by for
angel
card.
Okay. So really quick, I'm going to make sure that you are the Anne that knows about Manson.
What?
Oh, that's me. That's me. We talked.
Okay. So that's how I kind of make sure I have little notes like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Anne that says she's from Cali, but she's not. She's calling from Washington State.
My phone number.
Correct.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So we last talked with you August 23rd, and I say it's pretty much very still focused, and you're ready to go, so you're still on the right track. So I think that's amazing.
Absolutely.
And your angel card is breathe. Archangel Raphael. Take several deep breaths. Exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns.
Love it. Yeah. And make sure you reclaim your power.
Reclaim your wind.
Yes. Yes. Your
breathing
wind
does a body good.
Yeah.
It's proven.
So, Anne, thank you. We always love to catch up with you. And we hope you'll let us know when things start happening.
That's cooking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
All right. Thank you so much.
And we'll hear from you soon.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Okay. Yay.
Yay. All right. Let's go to the next caller. We want to remind everybody that phone number is 646-595-4274. We're going to area code 334, which is down south in Alabama.
Alabama.
334.
Welcome to the show, Alabama. What is your first name?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. This is Opulence.
opulent.
Well, she's not coming from Alabama. She's coming from all over.
I think typically it's heaven.
It is heaven. So how is Miss Opulence doing?
We have not heard from you.
Go ahead.
She's doing fabulous. And this is the first time I've looked at you all on Facebook, so that's interesting.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that she was not watching or not watching.
Yeah.
We never really discussed it.
Well, then we're going to wave to you. All righty.
What do you look like?
All right.
Yes.
So what would be what can we do? What's on your mind?
What we can do for you.
You can do much for me. Enjoy life. What was it? Reclaim your joy. Something to that. Keep reclaiming your joy.
Yes.
And
go ahead.
I would like some greater insight on my writing for my books and also for my retreat in creating, my internet retreats, and anything else that comes in relationship to what I'm asking about.
So book writing.
And retreats.
She said internet retreats.
Yeah. I love the sound of that.
I'm not sure exactly.
So you don't have to leave your home?
I don't know what that means.
Are you working on online?
What is an internet retreat?
Well, it's like through Zoom or you know, YouTube or, you know, live retreats that we interact from all over the world.
It's a great concept. It really is, especially with us all having to look to the Internet.
It is available at your fingertips, you know. Like,
and in this, you know, precarious world with COVID, you know, a lot more people are going to come to her on Zoom.
I just wanted to make sure she wasn't retreating from the internet like it was a war.
Well, I can tell you the other day, I did an online consult, and someone did a video call with me and showed me their home. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not ever going to someone's home and doing a consult again.
Yeah, you don't have to. Well, anyway, back to you, Opulence. You want to know about your pursuits. And boy, I'll tell you, if anybody has a calling on their life, it is you, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
I remember noticing this the very first time that I gave you a reading, which was quite some time ago. Now, I want you to remember, and I'm thinking how to put this. You go out, you set foot out there, you do your writing, you do your retreats, and there's going to be a lot more that's coming along with this. For instance, there will be like this, radio interviews. I see that you have the potential to end up on television. And the thing to remember is we are living in a bit of a dog-eat-dog world. Those that are in the profession that you are in are going to show their fear by criticizing you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to show their jealousy.
Right. That's what your bully does.
Yes.
Or you can spin it positively a little bit, competitiveness.
But this is a little uglier.
Well, sometimes some of those things, it gets ugly whether you like it or not. I don't know not always, but sometimes it is.
What your readings say.
You're fighting over that little scrap of meat.
Two words, rise above. Rise above. A lot of the bullies online are looking for attention.
Mm-hmm.
Any way
right.
they can get it.
Sit down. Look.
And I feel that the higher power is going to be challenging you to show you how much you really want it and deserve it. So I see tremendous success. And I do feel that your home situation is going to change. Haven't we talked about this before?
Yes.
Huh.
That'll be bad. Yeah, I think that you are systematically becoming dissatisfied where you are currently living. And it's part of the process because you are meant to be more of a thriving, high energy, good vibration is all I can think of. It could still be country. It could be on a mountaintop. but it needs to be changed. And that will happen in its own good time. So, wow, you got some cards there, my dear. They are wonderful. And you are going to do great things, especially as that money starts flowing in, all those profits. You are going to I feel she's going to build a whole, like, empire, I guess.
Empire.
It's the only word I can think of.
Okay. Well, stand by for your angel card reading.
Empire building. Like it. Okay, your angel card. You know what to do. Archangel Uriel, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
There it is. The time is now. And reclaim your power. I guess that's going to be our motif for this show
tonight.
And
we hope the weather is nice up there in heaven.
Yes. Yes, we hope heaven has beautiful skies for you.
It does. It does. Always and forever. And I just wanted to add this. Chris, thank you for the beautiful, powerful reclaiming my power, igniting more. Sent around something on Instagram, and it said something like, all of those who have been gossiping, and I usually don't do this, all of those who have been gossiping about me, stay tuned for the next chapter.
And there it is. And, you know, even gossiping can still in its own way be good press.
Oh, it totally can be. let's see. Negative interaction is still interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And just learn how to deal with it.
I tell you, Opulence, I believe you'll be winning over their hearts and their souls as time goes on. Your detractors, I mean. You know? So you go, girl. That's all I can say is you go. We're going to cheer you on. All right. Thank you.
You look beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We try.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
What a happy person.
Wow, we are really, the energy is awesome tonight.
Opulence is always upbeat. Positive. That is her thing.
And I always knew
from day one this woman had a very high purpose in life.
She used to call in quite often.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she did.
All ones. All right. Anyway, we're at the humpity humpity hump hump hump. So we're going to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
But we hope everybody enjoys themselves, and we're getting ready to go over the hump on the downhill run. And we're going to go to, well, I should give that number, right? 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in and get in the queue. We're going to go to area code 812, which I believe is Indiana. 812, Indiana.
Ooh. Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Have we talked before?
Yeah.
Okay. And Katie, what can I do for you? What's on your mind?
I have a friend. He is about 15 years older than me. And we met last year, and we dated a couple of times and just decided it wasn't going to work, and we were better as friends. He has a job on the road. So we talked throughout the year, but have recently spent a lot more time together. And he is getting ready to leave and go on the road again, and now he's starting to act weird. We had gotten very close. I thought this is going to be a lifelong friend, and I just wondered if you could see what's going on.
Okay, yes, we certainly can. That is one of the great aspects to this particular method.
That's a very good question.
Is we can kind of zero in on an individual and see what's making them tick, what's going on, what their thoughts and feelings are. So that's what I'm going to do right now for you, Katie. And for anybody watching or listening, remember, I am doing a full 24-card layout. I'm not just randomly drawing cards. And I don't have anything negative to say about those who do that. It's simply not my personal style.
It's not her cup of tea.
No. So I use the layout that I use if I were to conduct a private session with somebody. All right.
Okay.
All right.
When is it, do you recall the last time you chatted with us?
No, I can't recall.
Okay.
I'm not trying.
I do not have you in the last
month. I'm just
months.
Curious. Yeah.
So, okay. That's
well,
what I do,
you know.
So, have you seen him recently?
Yeah, I see him a lot.
And she's getting ready to go back on the road.
On the road again?
And do you think that he is just becoming, like, you text or call and he's kind of just, or he just is quiet?
He's quiet. He says, I'm the one being quiet. It's weird.
Well, I've got some very positive news for you.
Oh, well, let's see. This is the woman that's going to uncover it.
He has fallen in love with you.
That's what I was wondering.
Yes, and it's
see?
Making him very uncomfortable because he's leaving.
That was my question, is that he wanted the friend thing to not be just friend only.
Oh.
And it's true.
And there's an awkwardness and you worry. That's what I was getting at. Okay, cool.
So I think in order to help me out, guys, how should Katie be, you know, I feel she should be very positive and caring toward him. As he's leaving.
But what does she want?
Yeah, Katie, what?
That's what matters.
Well, I just wanted to be friends with him. Like I said, we've gotten a lot closer.
So,
but he is quite a bit older than me, and he has a job on the road. So I continually tell him that it wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
All right, well. He's uncomfortable, I feel, because he thinks he'll be replaced.
Well,
and likely he will. But just so you know, he is falling very much in love with you.
Or already has, probably, right?
Right.
If he's changing how he's acting.
Oh,
right.
He's thinking of all kinds of things like retirement. I mean, he seems, what I see here is a real nice nest egg that he has managed to develop through.
A lot of people that work on the road.
Through assets
sorry.
No, it's okay.
I know,
he may have a stock portfolio that could choke a horse.
Oh, my God.
You know, but I'm just saying he's thinking of ways that maybe he could. You know, sometimes people think, well, you could learn to love me. But I think if that tingle isn't there, I think, Katie, you need the tingle. You really do.
Yeah. Tell me, you don't need to tell me how much, he's older than you, like.
She said 15 years.
Mm-hmm. So, 15 years, like, you're 16 and he's really old, or.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's 16.
I mean, I'm just trying to think.
She's 5 and he's 18, he can vote.
Other than him being old.
She just isn't feeling it.
His road work. He's always on the road.
Right.
And she likes him as a friend. There's a whole bunch of reasons why she doesn't want to go to that level.
But
it is what it is.
The upshot is there is somebody
else. Right.
Yeah. And there is somebody else coming for you. And he's going to tread very gently because he doesn't want to screw this up, this other one coming. He's closer to your age, if not even a bit younger. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong. You know, it's just as easy to love a younger guy as it is an older one. So I think there's
age is relative.
He's very energetic. And I don't mean like he's a gym rat or anything like that.
What?
But, you know,
he's got a lot of charisma and spark and
zest. I hear the word zest.
He doesn't want to sit there and go,
like for life.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to very much surprise you. It'll happen after your friend goes on the road. And as long as you keep stressing, this is a friendship and it isn't going to go any further, I think that the rest is up to him.
Yeah, and if you keep saying that, he'll bring it back down.
To where
he'll know that's like I'm barking up the wrong tree. Eventually he'll know that.
Okay.
All right.
Don't lead him on even by accident.
Well, I thought
right.
that too, but I think you were right about him thinking about retirement and stuff because he wasn't. We were talking even while he was on the road over the past year, and then all of a sudden he got another job here that he wasn't supposed to have, and then all of a sudden it became, you know, I need to retire soon, and so yeah.
Well, whoever becomes his partner is going to be lavished with a very comfortable
You're like, you like, owe him mine.
Don't get me wrong. Every time we go anywhere or do anything, he takes care of everything. And I, you know, try.
Oh, gentlemen. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Okay. Well.
Let's see what the angels have to say to you.
Angel card readings. Stand by.
Divine order. Archangel Raquel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past illusion and see underlying order.
Well, I think she's pretty aware.
You
do? I
do. Well, she seems pretty sharp.
Yep.
And I don't feel he'll be a problem to, you know, how to sort of fade away. Yeah.
Well, I know she's very careful. Knowing this, she won't lead him. She won't accidentally lead him on now, but she knows.
Right.
Right.
So do you not want to even stay friends now?
Well, I think they'll stay.
I think they'll be fine because she's she got confirmation. She probably already knew.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So, Katie, your future looks...
I did want to stay friends.
And you will. And your future looks really lovely to me. I mean, I think it's going to be this next part of your life is really going to be wonderful. And once your true partner is with you, wow, it can only get better. So
awesome. Thank you.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you very much for calling. Don't be a stranger now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Alrighty then. That number to call in is 646-595-4274. We shall go to our next call, which is from area code 504, which is in Louisiana. Another Southern
Louisiana.
Call.
Louisiana.
Welcome to the show. Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, I'm Debbie.
Debbie.
Holy Yay. Debbie, Batman.
Yes, I think we've spoken with you before, Debbie.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
So how are you, and what's happening?
I am pretty lost as far as, we just went through Hurricane Ida, but as far as working, it just seems like everything I do, like, as far as, like, try to set up on, like, line accounts with everything, I just am having so much problem. If that makes sense. I just feel lost. Yeah, lost is a good word.
What kind of problem, Debbie? What exactly do you mean?
Well, I walked out of my job, but I was told that they were going to remove, you know, ban me. So unemployment's not working out. Just the FEMA stuff's not, I don't know. It's just like, I think they've made stuff so unuser-friendly. But I just wake up with this depression. It's just hard to move.
Well, I'm looking at your cards now. And just so you know, you're not alone. A lot of us are going through depression.
We're all feeling that kind of numb feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And while we can't diagnose anything, but I think what you're meaning is kind of a spiritual depression.
Yeah, but we want to make sure that other people listening know that we are not medical psychologist or therapist by degree. There's no thing on the wall that says that, so just want to make sure everybody's aware of that.
Yeah, no, I take care. I'm an empath, and I take care of my mother, and I think she's beginning to get, you know, some forgetfulness and some other things, and I took her in my home, but it's really hard not to absorb all that, and then it's just hard to move, you know?
Because you're being an empath.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And God bless you for taking care of your parent that way.
Yeah,
so hard, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard. I was my husband's caretaker before he passed away. And I'll tell you, I honor all who do that type of work.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough physically. And physically, if you're trying to hold a full-time job at the same time. And emotionally, because of your connection.
Well, right now, I'm not working. Because my job was, I had a manager that was super jealous and she was bullying me. And then I could hold her back because the lady above her was supporting me. But then she got others. So it was like a group vampire situation. It wasn't just her. Then it became, you know, and I couldn't hold that many people.
Oh, I see it right here. I see it. see here, her right here. And you know what? This woman is an incredibly unhappy individual. She tortured herself with jealousy.
She doesn't want to see anybody around her do.
That's right. And the thing is, though, you will be rewarded for walking away or getting away from that negativity. And as an empath...
Yeah, she must have felt it, right?
Yeah, and as an empath, you can actually develop illnesses.
That's what she was saying about her other situation.
Yeah, so I think I got what do you call it, like autoimmune Hashimoto's because of it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, she's actually done you a great favor. You won't likely see it for some time. Because
right.
I can see you came through a really, I'm trying to think of like a, I mean, you're right, there are vampires everywhere. And now that you're out of there, you're going to be able to start to smell the roses. You're going to, I see that you are right now meant to be there for your mother. Okay. But as time passes, I feel you're going to get involved in some, an endeavor that you love. This time it's going to be not a necessity. It'll be about a desire. And I think that's really important. Now, I want you to be aware your mother's here, too. And I think she's going to, well, what I'm seeing is I feel she is going to enter an angry period coming up.
Oh, we're already there.
Okay.
We are there.
It's part of her decline is what I feel. But remember, I'm not a geriatric professional.
We have, no, we have nothing on the wall for the university.
I understand.
But, yeah. And, it's really not anger at you.
Anger at her situation, right?
It is. It
you
is.
Happen to be there, so guess what?
She feels
absorbed.
Cheated out of her life.
Yeah.
Cheated out of things that... have to do with regret, like your mother has always walked a bit of a loveless walk. I don't think she ever really loved herself.
No.
So, yeah, so you are figured right there with her. And actually, she isn't mad. Remember, she's not mad at you, but you do comfort her and give her support.
And if you're there, she has to bend.
Right, and how old is she?
76.
Pretty young.
You know, that is young as we're getting older.
Nowadays, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like 100 years ago, that'd be like, wow.
But
now it's like, oh, okay.
And what about for you, Debbie? I know we have to move on here soon, but is there love in your life? Do you have someone?
Love in the air.
I do have someone. I'm just so tired. You know, I feel... I mean, I don't know who would want to be around me right now anyway because I'm depressed a lot.
Oh, you honey,
know?
I know.
The person would want to
be. Yeah,
the
right one
you.
Would reach out.
The right
out.
One would be okay with that and say, I want to help you.
I mean, he's around, but he gets depressed. I feel like he's there for me physically, but not really emotionally. But he's a good person. Like, you know, my mom broke a drain, and he was able to fix that without telling the manager, you know, because they don't know that she's there with me, you know. I just moved her in without telling them.
I am sorry. Is this the guy that you're seeing? Are you guys neighbors?
Yes.
And
I'm remembering
his brother?
This. No. And he has a brother?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, your man feels... very helpless.
Yeah.
And he feels like you are drifting from him.
Right.
Not able to comprehend what you're going through, in a sense. Yeah. He doesn't know how to help you.
Because, I mean, who does, really, if you're
and
not in that?
One thing I'd like to recommend, and this goes out to everybody, is something I have recently been turned on to, is lion's mane, which is a mushroom. That
amazing.
And I get them in capsule form, and they are recognized as having actual organic ingredients of the mushroom. I'm going to tell you, it was like day or night turned into day for me. It's like a switch has switched for me. Look, it's on Amazon. That's where I got mine. and I find is amazing. And it could be very helpful for your mother, too. Read up on it. It's Lion's Mane. It's a weird name for a supplement, I think.
And a mushroom, and I eat them all the time.
Yes. So
yeah, I was taking an immunity one with a combo mushroom.
Oh.
Because it had agricon in it, which was good for, you know, the stuff we're not supposed to talk about.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I see a bright light for you at the end of the tunnel here. And I do think that eventually, if you choose, there will be somebody new in your life. So you are not going to spend your life alone at all.
Well,
and it looks
this
like,
man,
go ahead.
Do I leave him alone? I mean, I do. I am drifting. I am drifting.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know.
Well, you're not on the same wavelength. He struggles, and you're struggling. So maybe have a good talk. What do you guys think? Should she talk to him? And
definitely should talk. You don't have to try to nail something down, but talk and find out where you each other is at.
Right.
And just say, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on in our lives. Just stay close, but see what happens. You don't know what's going to happen.
And inevitably, I think that you'll face some really good choices for yourself. Something you would love to do as a work. And you know, when we do something we love, it isn't work at all.
Right.
So
true.
Now,
it is a true statement.
I think Veronica has a great
angel card
for you.
And mine.
I do. And what Deb is saying is reclaim your power seems to be our motto for the night. And I think that you have the best card in the deck, Debbie. Take back your
power. Yes. And go ahead.
Yes. Archangel Raziel, use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life.
Thank you.
There it is. Yep.
Thank you.
Well, Debbie, we would like to keep hearing from you.
Yes, please.
So
it's just nice to have somebody on the spiritual wavelength that you could talk to, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Then keep on talking to us.
Keep on calling.
That's what we're here
for.
Yeah.
All right, honey,
take care.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Well,
I dropped
a card.
Uh-oh, we have to
hear. What does that mean?
Well,
she's gone,
if it comes to the door or falls to the floor, it comes to the door.
Well, her card reading, but
according to Grandma.
To do what Grandma did.
Yeah.
Indigo and Crystal Children, which I do not get often. Archangel Metatron.
Transformers.
You have a bond with children in particular. You can help children who are sensitive.
Well, how about that?
Oh. I think I've gotten that card twice.
Yeah, in the whole time. Yeah.
For a while there, you got Megatron a lot.
I know.
That's what I call him.
All right, we should move.
Yep.
Relax a little bit. Yes, we should move. We want to remind everybody that number is 646-595-4274. Take a chill pill.
I flipped the deck and it popped out.
Well,
creepy.
Life is full of mysteries. Anyway, let's go to all ones, and we never know where they're from. All ones.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the show.
It's been a long time.
Melissa. Yes.
How good love, doctors.
Very good to hear from you. How are things going for you?
Well, I just want to say that everything y'all say, including the gentleman, we right on target. And thank you for being on the phone. People seem to, they love it. And especially
love
doctors.
Thank you very much.
We
love doctors.
We
love
doctors.
Thank
you. Love doctor.
Big time. Love you a long time.
All right, honey, what can I do for you? And thank you.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Thank you. So I am not seeing nobody. I'm just thinking one particular person. I'm very picky. Yes. Thank you, ladies. So the gentleman that I talked to you about that I like. I really like this one. So Kingdom of where I used to, but I may be going back over there in like January, and I do text them 2 times a week. Like I just say hi, and I send a smiley face and a flower. because he's...
Aww. Does he answer? Do you get an answer?
Oh, I haven't gotten an answer. I did see him in person 3 weeks ago, and he was an extremely nervous wreck, and I was super worried. Everybody stared at us. Like 40 people stared at us.
Well, let me see what the cards have to say for you, Melissa. Oh, she's giggling. I love that.
She is. You're so quiet today. Are you calling from under a table? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm calling someone where I can talk too much, like talk loud.
Okay.
And I'm kind of deaf.
Okay.
That is hilarious.
What?
Our commander in chief at the headquarters said the exact same thing.
Said what?
Usually she's very loud and very quiet.
Well, that's okay.
Well,
simultaneously, what a connection.
We do. We have a connection. We're on the same page. Right. Well, Melissa, aside from what have you been up to for the past couple of months?
I have a lot of things going on, situations with family members, and then some people are trying to do bad things to me, and I'm trying to get an attorney, then other things, and then I don't want to lose a gentleman because he loves God. He's just something unique about him. And
well, first of all, Melissa, I want you to think of those people that have done mean things to you, and you reclaim your power. And you will find yourself feeling stronger, and those memories will lose their intensity about that. But you just very determinedly say, you no longer have my power. You stole it from me, and I'm taking it back.
Take it back.
Now, according to according to your reading this evening, there is another woman around him. And the thing is, she's very possessive, very jealous, and he's trying to get rid of her. This could even just be somebody he knows on the internet. But, it's worse than clingy. I'm trying to think what the word would be, guys.
Stalking?
More like imprisoning somebody.
Oh.
I mean, she's like possessing him.
Okay.
But he wants away from her so he can come to you free and clear.
Basically stalking.
He doesn't want to bring that negative. Well,
you said this last time.
I did? Well, I'll tell you what. I could think of lots of nasty words to call her, but I think there's enough negativity around her. I don't need to give her any more.
We are going to take away her power.
Yeah, she threatens him, but you know what? He is going to ultimately
reject it.
Step up as a man and fight for what he wants, which is you. And now the thing is, Melissa, hopefully he won't wait too long because he could... That window of opportunity will not stay open forever because you are a highly desirable woman.
Right.
And somebody, there will be another knight in shining armor.
2 minute warning.
All right. So let's give her a angel card.
In a quick
hurry.
Clairsentience. Archangel Raquel, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance.
Wow, and you said you were getting a feeling from him.
Yeah.
And Melissa, I think there's a sense of destiny between you, and unfortunately we can't explore that because I have to say goodbye to everybody now. But you make sure that please join us again. Please. All right, hon?
Okay.
Well, it was very good to hear from you. We missed you.
Thank you. We love you, too. And we love all of you who listen or join us on Facebook Live.
Un momento. 1 minute warning.
Yeah.
I thought five.
No, and we are a little confused here, but we'll get it right. To all of you, just remember, Grandma always said, and boy, did she believe this, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Love you all. Take care. We'll see you next Monday. Night-night. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.